I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans have been subjected to one of the most blatant and obvious brainwashing campaigns in modern history this cycle. Utilizing the power of social media platforms and mass media outlets, the left-wing establishment media is rediscovering Kamala Harris as they attempt to burnish a politician who's never won a significant presidential delegate to the Democrat Party convention. Literally, never won. Let's keep in mind, she dropped out of her sole nationwide presidential campaign before a single vote was even cast. With us now to expose how the media and the Democrat Party are trying to rewrite Kamala Harris's political story is Christian Briggs. He is host of the Hard Asset Money Show. Christian, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a real honor to be here.
Christian, you know, it is kind of amusing to watch if it wasn't so dangerous, but the same media that so proudly proclaimed Harris, you know, was the border czar when they thought she was actually going to accomplish something, for example, then you had the total and utter failure of the Biden policies, are now erasing the fact that she was a border czar and are blaming conservative outlets for misinformation.
Yeah, you make a really good point. So let's talk about that. We have a person, an individual, that had the lowest popularity numbers in history. You made a real good point. No delegates have ever cast a vote for her. She's never been popular. In fact, she's been the most unpopular vice president so far, at least in modern history that I know of, that I can look back. And what's interesting is she's gone from the worst vice president with the least amount of popularity, we'll call it just basic likes, if you will, to make it very simple, to now becoming the most popular vice president or individual candidate in what appears to be the Ronald Reagan moment.
Right.
I made a point about this. How do you take somebody who's at the very bottom of the totem pole and within just literally 4 to 6 weeks recast them as the single most popular candidate since Ronald Reagan? And that is exactly what they've been doing. It's called propaganda. Prop up the candidate, and that's exactly what they're doing. And I do believe it's going to continue for some more weeks yet to come.
Well, they can't replace her. Now they're stuck with her. I mean, they were able to dump Joe, but you're right, and that is what they're doing. I don't know how many folks have seen it on X lately, but there were photos of her and Waltz coming off of Air Force Two with this massive crowd of quote-unquote supporters. But the problem is they used AI to deepfake and add in the supporters into the foreground of the photo. But you could see in the imagery, in the stainless steel, I guess, or whatever it is, of the underbelly of the plane, you could see there was no reflection of the crowd. So you could tell that they had actually photoshopped the crowd in. This is what they're doing. The left is so desperate to paint Harris as popular, they're adding deep fake crowds to her rallies and her plane arrivals.
Yeah, so I saw that same thing. What you have to remember is, in all of the way in which politics work, and we've seen this many, many times with Obama, fast forward all the way here, is that when they start to use that type of material, like you just said, an AI Photoshop, that's desperation. Desperation creates a desperate things. And these things of which that we're talking to today is a model in which the idea, if we can get people to believe her popularity is this, then the reality becomes greater than the perception.
Right.
And that's what they're given. Now, I don't know where these numbers are coming from, but I can try to break it down for you in a simple logic. One, we do know that she's running on a freedom, okay? Free to choose, free to universal basic income, free healthcare for illegals, free college tuition. So when you start to do these things, and this is what I've been telling some of the close people around Trump, as I've told those people, tell the president that you're going to have to maybe make some small to significant changes in different ways to be able to combat what the Democrats are now running on, because there's no other play to play. Think about it. What else do they have to offer the American public? They've already offered inflation. They've offered low wage growth and now diminishing wage growth. I mean, detrimental things that people don't get. So they've had to flip the narrative, flip the offering cup, and say, oh, no, we're the party of freedom.
Right.
And so they're running on this. And so it is a challenge. It's not impossible. But when your competitor puts out the same product as you, but they don't charge for it, and you do, now you're going to have to change your entire game. The game is quickly changing to the word free and freedom.
Well, and that's the key. They talk about free, but we all know somebody's going to end up paying for it. And the left is desperate to paint her, as I saw a Reuters article today, where they referred to her as well-known as a centrist Democrat. And I'm sitting here thinking, what? I mean, if you look at her record, she wants to ban private health insurance. She's been on the record wanting to ban fossil fuel production, wants to ban guns. She's, as you said, she wants to, you know, radical on abortion, defund the police, taxpayer-funded health care for illegals. She's, you know, decriminalizing border crossings. She's never taken a moderate or centrist position on any issue, and yet that's the way they're going to try and pitch her as this, you know, centrist moderate, because they desperately need independence or they can't win.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're right. And they're going after that libertarian. They're going after the independent. In some states, you've got about a third registered voters from libertarian slash independents, the Democrats, the Republicans. So you're right. They're going after even a further niche to run on free stuff, Bernie Sanders model, which, by the way, Bernie Sanders was wildly popular in 16. Obviously, he had to cave into the Hillary nomination. He was very popular throughout 20, coming into the Biden run. And what's interesting is she's taken the very best of what is popular, kind of putting it together in her word salad, throwing it out there, regurgitating it now as a new Democratic reform measures, saying, no, we're going to give you all these things for free. These things do cost money. That's what Trump has to say, is that, look, we can offer things like this, but there's no such thing as free. Taxes would have to go up considerably. And by the way, she did, remember a few weeks ago on The View, when she was first put into the position of being the nominee after Biden had stepped aside, even on that View show a few days later, she even said, oh, I believe in 70 to 80% tax rates.
Right.
I believe that you can have wealth taxes. You can have all these things. Well, she has to talk like that because that's what her base wants. Tax the rich, tax success, tax anything you can, because entitlements are going to go up. Inflation will go up. And that's another thing that my company and I were running some models on. If she was, in theory, to get all the things in which she wants to pass through Congress, which would be challenging, but let's say she did, we would have inflation that would be record-setting. Because the amount of money to fund these entitlement programs, health care alone would be another $1.5 to $2 trillion a year if you take private insurance and you make a government subsidized or a complete government takeover of health care. You're talking about numbers that would horrifically destroy the economy. It would put us into a default of our debt because there wouldn't be enough tax revenue. Because we all know when you raise taxes, revenues go down. They don't go up. They go down.
Yeah.
80% tax rates, it would destroy the economy.
Christian, we're talking to Christian Briggs, host of the Hard Asset Money Show. Christian, I know I'm coming up on my bottom of the hour break. The big question then is, and I saw a recent article that you wrote on this. Do you think she can, because, you know, the polling right now is so all over the place. You know, I've seen recent polls that show they're tied. I've seen them within the margin of error. I actually saw one that showed her up by 12 points, which I think is bogus. The big question is, do you think Kamala Harris can win in November?
There's two things that you have to look at, okay? The word free is a very powerful word.
Oh, yeah.
We can agree on that. Okay. The second one is, when she comes out there are people that want to be a part and say they were a part of voting for the first female president.
Yep.
First woman president. And those are two powerful things. We can overcome those. It's not that it's bad whether it's a male or female as a president. Nothing wrong with that. As long as they're qualified and they truly represent what they say they represent. You said earlier that they're trying to make her a moderate centrist. She's so far left, she makes Obama look like a conservative. People need to realize that, because that was a great point that you made. She's as far left as anybody. In fact, if you look at what Elon Musk said last week in a comment on X, he said she's literally a communist.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very radical, and we just have to make sure that we identify her there and we expose her. And I don't know, maybe Trump's solution is to just identify as a female, then he can get those votes too. Christian, you're the host of the Hard Asset Money Show. If folks want to connect with you or catch an episode, where can they find you?
We're on Apple and YouTube, of course. Hard Asset Money Show. We've been around now for about 3 years. So anybody can connect with us on that. And I appreciate being on your show. It's a fabulous show. And remember, when she starts to talk, and there'll be a point where she's going to have to answer some hard questions.
You would think.
That is the time when, and it's got to be sooner than later, that's the time when I think Trump's going to go in there and be able to challenge the things she says that are going to be free and make what she's saying illogical. It's not common sense. You can't have everything for free. It just doesn't work.
Amazing how that works. Christian, thank you again for joining us, my friend. Pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a real honor and a real pleasure myself.
Thanks, my friend. Carry on the fight.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.